This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in the U.S. state of Alaska, he said, "We look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens." Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and now they're threatening a number of provincial capitals, all advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said that his country no longer requires the U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for withdrawal will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. He said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press on Friday that Iraq will still ask for U.S. training and military intelligence gathering. He spoke ahead of the planned trip to Washington, where he's due to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden Monday. Several U.S. states scaled back their reporting on COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country tripled with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in the states of Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was also accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska, and some officials describe the move as part of a return to normal. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tanzania has received its first batch of 1 million Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines donated by the U.S. government. Tanzania has been among the few countries in Africa yet to receive vaccines or start vaccinating its population, mainly because its former leader had claimed that prayer had defeated COVID-19 in the country. The vaccines were received by the Foreign Affairs Minister and the U.S. ambassador at the airport. The former Tanzanian President John Magufuli, who died in March, had refused to accept vaccines after he claimed 3 days of prayer had healed the country of the virus in June of 2020. Chaos and confusion over travel rules and measures to contain fresh virus outbreaks continue to contribute to another cruel summer for Europe's battered tourism industry. Popular destination countries are grappling with surging COVID-19 variants, but the patchwork and last-minute nature of the efforts as a peak season gets underway threatens to derail another summer. Visitors to cultural and tourist sites in France were confronted this week with a new requirement for a special COVID-19 pass. Italy said Thursday that people will need a similar pass to access museums and movie theaters and dine inside restaurants and cafes. Hundreds of anti-lockdown and anti-vaccination protesters took to the streets of London Saturday, days after England's so-called Freedom Day. Protesters marched from Trafalgar Square to Downing Street, shouting "Freedom and shame on you" toward police officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on July 19th that English nightclubs and other venues with large crowds will require patrons to present proof of full vaccination from the end of September. After rushing to vaccinate its population faster than almost all other European countries, Johnson's government is betting that England can reopen as fully vaccinated people are less likely to get seriously ill with COVID-19. Olympic host cities often offer tens of thousands of visiting journalists excursions to advertise their tourist destinations, but this time around, they're now attempting to do so while keeping Olympic visitors within a carefully controlled bubble cut off from Tokyo's 14 million residents. And the airport in Reno, Nevada is facing a shortage of jet fuel that could force the cancellation of cargo and passenger flights. Nevada's political leaders issued a statement late Saturday pledging to minimize disruption and ensure the aerial flight against western wildfires isn't hampered. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa. Welcome to the weekend and to the world of Pan-African music. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America headquarters in Washington. I'm so happy to be with you again. Inside this hour, I'm going to take us to three kinds of music areas. First is current music and music news from Egypt. Second, we focus on Accra, Ghana. You remember, I was there in December. Well, I met so many artists and personalities, so I'm bringing you inside a few select moments of my conversations with Stoneboy, Samini, and Lamissi, and radio presenter Prince Benjamin. The third part of today's show takes us to the African diaspora as it relates to the annual celebration of Mardi Gras. We're going to New Orleans, Louisiana, people, U.S. of A., where the iconic music and culture of amazing street brass bands rule. Mardi Gras takes place February 25th, and reporter Tom Roach takes us there. And we won't stop there. Tracing the confluence of African influences that shape today's New Orleans brass band sound, I'll also take you to street music from Benin, Senegal, Belize, and Haiti. Then we'll round out back on the continent in Tanzania with one more Bonga flavor hit. So sit back, people, relax, and enjoy the show. We kick off today with Cameroonian singer Mr. Leo.
Zaga zaga, zaga zaga, zaga zaga, zaga zaga. If I play like Roger Miller, no be zaga zaga. No, I'm like Nelson Mandela. No be zaga zaga. Talk like Martin Luther. No be zaga zaga. No more them like Thomas Sankara. No be zaga zaga. Who make the gun them? Who make the bullet? I say my people suffer, Jah backing up them. Society mush them up, same society claim to the clean them up. Then put them down to put themselves up. Time for the unblock. Mental slavery, yeah, no, it's a killer disease. Pourquoi tu veux tuer ton frère? Pourquoi tu veux tuer ta soeur? Mental slavery.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. That was Mr. Leo with his new single, fresh from Cameroon, Zaga Zaga. Now from Hausa Land, Nigeria, here's Ajanabiya. That's an Indian word for stranger. The song is known and loved as a soundtrack to a popular movie some 10 years back. And the story goes, a man and his wife were so happy because his best childhood friend was coming home after living many years abroad. He sings, "Welcome back, my visitor. Our bond of friendship is so strong. We've been friends since childhood. Welcome back." Now, his wife also joins him in the song to welcome him home. Then in the end of the movie, the wife has an affair with the friend. Yep. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell, and that was Ajanabiya by Mahmoud Naguda. We are going to hang out with three Ghanaian music stars together. That's Stoneboy, Samini, and Lamisi, along with on-air personality Prince Benjamin, with interviews and music. But first, let's get this music news. Egypt's Musicians Union has banned the popular street music Marhaganat after one song was deemed too immoral. According to various news reports, singer Hemi Shaker, the head of the musician syndicate, said on Sunday that Mahraganat singers would no longer be allowed to work in Egypt. They will also be denied licenses to perform anywhere in the country. Now, the style of music we're talking about is popular, working-class music. It's electronic folk music, which originally started out in some of Egypt's poorer districts. In an interview with pro-government host Amra Adib, Shakir said, "This type of music is based on promiscuous and immoral lyrics, which is completely prohibited. We want real art," he said. This is a real shock, and I'm quite sure it's going to be a big fight in the courts there in Egypt. Remember, the song I played just in last week's edition of Music Time in Africa was by Egyptian singers Hassan Shakush and Omar Kamal, and that song is on the top of the list of songs that just got banned. Okay, now with music news out of the way, let's get inside the music scene in Accra, Ghana. For each of the three artists you're going to meet, I'll begin with a short excerpt of an interview and follow up with one of each artist's hit songs. First up, international reggae dancehall superstar, Stone Boy.
So you are a multi-award winning artist for Best International Act, for Best Reggae Dancehall Artist.
BET, Nickelodeon, Kids Choice, Africa Music Awards, 3 times in a row, Reggae Dancehall Artist. Many more.
I know. I got tired of writing down the list. I said, forget it. And you're about 32 years old, huh? I calculated.
Yeah, I'm going to be 32 this month. Next year March.
Okay. So you'll be almost 32?
Yeah.
And you are from right in the neighborhood of Ashaima.
Yes, please.
Your star name is Stone Boy.
Yes, please.
How did you come by that name?
Livingstone, or Livingston, as you might want to pronounce it, is my first name.
Yes.
So the stone right there became the Stone Boy.
What's your full name?
Livingstone Echesatekla is my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is BIN? What is BIN Nation?
Thank you very much. BIN! As you hear me say, as a musician, I needed a slogan that can be associated with me when I step in.
So a sonic slogan, like a sound.
Slogan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this beep, 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 like, yo, it awakens the spirit. It's energetic. It kicks you up.
Yeah.
But then after people got to love it, I'm like, this has come to stay. So what am I doing with it? I then now decided to give it the meaning of where that inspiration is coming from. And all I could see is to give glory to His Imperial Majesty, the ruler of the earth, the creator of mankind, the same one who put in the talent inside of me that I don't know about. I grew with it. You know what I mean? So bless His Imperial Majesty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it's BIM Nation.
Let me try.
It's my nation. BIM.
BIM.
Perfect. Samini, who's the very active, super active, he's like a godfather to me. I give him all the maximum respect, and I have to mention him because once upon a time in my career line, he had to tell the world to look at me. By connectivity and whatever force that makes it happen, when you find persons that you will gel with, it just happens. Just like how you can find some people that you don't gel with. And so Tenny and I did 2 great songs, one on my album coming, is not heard yet. And then we did Ololo, which is a beautiful song, and it's blazing up the whole place right now. Shout out to all of my Nigerian family, you know, home and abroad, and all my Ghana people as well.
Yeah, that was Stone Boy and me, poolside in Accra, Ghana. And here is Ololo, that song I love so much, that features Nigerian singer Tenny.
For dream, I know they feel better. Ololo, ololo, ololo. get the original. Now go play you old school like a final. And anything where you say be the final. And you be the cut to my spinal. Fallen, yeah. That's a send be na man can, yeah. But you know go fit to contaminate. Many won't tell me love, no behave.
All right, that was Stone Boy featuring Tenny. Hey guys, this is Heather. We're in the middle of this Inside Accra feature where I'm featuring interviews and music of three important Ghanaian artists who I met a few months ago while visiting there. Each one begins with an excerpt of my interview, followed by music. Here's number two, Samini. Samini, by the way, is the artist that Stone Boy, the reggae dance hall artist you just heard talk a minute ago, paid his big respects to for helping him get started in his career. How are you doing, Samini?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. We just are now for the first time looking at each other. You're a nice, handsome man.
Thank you.
But more than that, you're an amazing artist. Now, would you be able to give me a little sample of something just right now, acoustic? I don't know, whatever feels right. You're about to go to Canada, right? So, you know, you're on the road. You're about to hit the road. I'm just trying to give you some inspiration.
Yagayoy. Yeah, you make me want to rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Netuna suni sisi kiti kiti. Okambra footy china no ye risi risi. Yeah, nisi mujre smile siri siri. Ompeni wasa mini no chili chili. Yeah, me bibi ni broni, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Mincha toli, yeah. Each and every day, minye bidi, wo yo yi. My own. The time and the chase, I'm then no money day, oh. My own. See my heart back, but she thought I'd grind for my kenke. Yeah, that's a little snippet.
That's gorgeous. Beautiful. And I heard kenke in there.
Yep. So I'm just saying, the lady is my own. She's like all I have. So that's when you're eating kenke, you need pepe. You need like a small sauce. So and sometimes when you don't have that sauce, it's like you're the driest and brokest person in town. So she's that sauce that I would need to have with my kenke. You understand? Else it's a dry time.
I can see why that song, that is adorable. Oh, I want to be somebody's sauce. All right, so what's happening now in your life, Samini? What you doing?
I'm currently pushing my Untamed album, which was released in 2018. It has Billboard credits and other stuff, so I'm trying to milk it, get the best I can out of it. So I have 5 videos out already, working on some more. And then also I'm looking at bringing out some more Afrobeat sounds, because that's what I'm known for, African dancehall. So after the reggae album, which was a deliberate approach, I wanted to give them a completely reggae album because I promised the fans that I would do that on my 7th album. So I did that for them. So going forward, I'm coming back with a lot of dance, a lot of, you know, party flavors, you know, exciting music.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. I know you got to hit the road to Canada. Are you on a tour?
Yeah, I'm doing the Canadian launch of my Untamed album. I did one in Seattle. I'm doing Canada, and then I'll do the UK and parts of Europe next year.
That's fantastic. Well, Samini, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
That was Samini and me at the Access Music Conference in Accra. And here is My Own, the studio version of what he sang to me in the interview. You know, about how dry kenke is terrible without sauce.
You make me wanna rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Nekunda suni sisi kete kete. Okabra footy clean, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojire smile, si risi risi. Open it once, I'm in it, no chili chili. Chocolate, yeah. Me
My Own by Samini. Hey, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and we are in the middle of an Inside Accra music feature. Actually, we're coming up to the third and last interview. Now, all of these artists and many more I met with while I was there in November and December. And by the way, Kwame Ofori joined me at the end of that trip, and you'll hear some stuff in the future where Kwame is with me. But for now, this is La Missy, and we're inside Class FM 91.3 Accra with Prince Benjamin, also known as the Chauffeur. He's the host of Class Drive. So you're hearing La Missy, Prince, and me. And then we'll wrap it up with her amazing song, First Fool.
I'm working really hard, and looking at my background, I came from a tough background. Have you been to Ashaiman? Have you heard of Ashaiman?
Heather, have you been to Ashaiman in Ghana?
No.
Accra? Okay.
Okay. Prince, can you help him? Give her an idea of how...
I've never lived there, but Ashaiman, as
very
far
violent.
As I'm concerned, it's like a slum. Mm-hmm. And it's tough there.
And over there, you find girls getting pregnant
it's
at the
like,
age of 13, 14, 15, 16.
Where? Here?
It's like, yeah,
in
Accra?
Yeah, in Accra. I have friends, you know, that have been victims. I wouldn't say I did better than them. Mm. Maybe I came into contact with certain people that influenced me so much, that made me overlook my background or where I grew up or where I was born, to look at a bigger picture in working towards achieving my dream. So, coming from that background and saying I want to do music, and after my first degree, I didn't go to look for some office job or something. I still pursued to do music. Mm. At a point, I got so addicted to music, which was affecting my other side, my other life. Mm. So I didn't want to give any man a chance into my life because I didn't want anybody to distract me. I had that growing up. My family weren't in support of my music. There were instances when I'll go and sing in the church. I was just singing. I wasn't doing it for money or anything. The passion was there. Mm-hmm. I'll come back home and they'll beat me, and I had, you know, scars. And you know, the African parents don't joke. If they say don't go here, don't go. You go and you come, you get the beatings of your life. So you know the things they used to beat me, this wise,
oh my
like this, because they told me that they were tired of the cane, the normal cane they use. Yeah, they told me that because they use the cane, I don't feel it, so I still go back the next day to sing. So now they'll use the electric wire, so when I see the scar, it will remind me not to go.
Mm.
So at a point, I had to lie to my parents. I was going for classes, like study groups, and then my band costumes were with my other friends, their homes. So I go there, and then their parents understood my story. They'll help me iron, and I'll change over and join them to go and sing. And then when I come back, I'll stop by their
and
house,
they found
pick up my school bag, and then change over into what I wore. Mm-hmm. There was one day I met an auntie at one of the events, and I came home quickly than she can. She came to say, hey, your daughter can sing so much. And then I looked at her and I told her, me, did you see me? Said, so wasn't you? I thought you were the one.
I want
I'm
no
like,
more
no,
wire lashes.
I am not the one.
I'm not the one. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It's actually a broken-hearted song from my personal experience. And then I just made up my mind that I will never let, you know, something, you know, just take so much out of me. So I used that experience to put this music together.
Oh yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, in Africa, I don't know whether it's worldwide, we have a saying that first fool is not a fool, second fool is not a fool, third fool is a fool.
Least I've heard J. Cole rap a line like that, so I guess it's universal.
So I've been fooled for
how many times now? Don't say three.
Talk to us about this. Very interesting. Fooled for how long? How many times?
Just twice. So okay. I refuse to be fooled for the third time.
Twice? Is there music, love? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think it's love. She's being a little
love.
Oh, love.
Love, right?
Aww.
Yeah, what else would it be?
Right, yeah, right.
Is there a man's name involved in the song?
Well, everything...
Maybe
we should
listen to the song a little bit. Right, okay. Yeah.
right. That was First Fool by La Missy from Ghana. Hello, darlings. This is Heather. And that concludes our Inside Accra music feature. Now, we've got Song of the Week, followed by the third and final part of the show, Mardi Gras Brass Bands in the African Diaspora. Don't touch that dial.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Ronald Magada, simply known as Mauro, is one of Uganda's top R&B artists today. This is Nzira Nago. Kwame.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, what do you know about this song?
Well, Nzira Nago means I don't have, and it's Uganda.
Okay, you know, Kwame, first of all, I love the traditional drums and the traditional feel and mm-hmm. the dance and the costumes. Mm-hmm. I love all of this about the song and the music video.
Oh, yeah, the video is very beautiful. And like you said, I also love the traditionalness of it with the feathers and the cloth on their waist and a lot of waist gyration, yeah. I must say.
I agree. Now, we're listening to this piece. It's a couple years old. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted this to be Song of the Week mm-hmm. is because, you know, we know Mauro. He was here a few years ago. We had a wonderful interview with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I want to say congratulations to Mauro because on February 13th, he held a huge celebration concert. It was in Kampala, celebrating his 10 years of successfulness in music. And guess who came to help him perform and celebrate? Shane Palco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I know.
That is huge. Next time we'll be there.
Yeah, we just have another second. Kwame, do you have anything else you want to say about this song?
Well, it looks like the message in there is it's about a relationship between parents and their kids, sons and daughters. And, you know, kids sometimes tend to ignore the word of their parents because...
Sometimes? Wait, when do they actually listen?
Well, you're too exuberant.
Until they have their own kids and then they're like, oh, wait a minute. You know what? Mom and Dad, they had a point there.
And it's an old song that has been, you know,
reversioned.
Yeah, reversioned.
All right. Well, this song was Nzira Nago. We love it. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Miss Asante here for you.
And what was that, Kwame?
Song of the Week.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa.
As a warm-up to our third and final segment of the show today that is going to get you up to speed with New Orleans brass band music, and other street music of the diaspora, which is all related to the New Orleans celebration of Mardi Gras. Here's a song by the Haitian group Lacou Musique. It's called Aiko Creole.
Ilchim say identité, Haïti ak Nola. Yaya ti Congo, yaya Congo, c'est frère ak c'est oé. Pour ça qu'en face nous n'a pas Kembe jam di nou la, tambou n frape racine marie, c'est
Creole nou ye. Hey now. L'aime jouer conné ou harmonisé, trompette à trombonnier. Pouvez ces familles nouillées, c'est créole nouillée. Moi, dis un mouet là.
All right, so that's the music of La Comusique, a Haitian live band. The band is closely connected to the music and culture of New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz and of Mardi Gras. Now, if you don't know what Mardi Gras is, let me tell you that real quick, and then we're going to go into our amazing feature about brass band music from there. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, and it reflects the practice of the last night of eating rich, fatty foods before the beginning of the Western Christian ritual, a six-week fasting period called Lent. So the celebration is happening Tuesday, February 25th. Tom Roach now brings you this exciting feature that's going to take you right inside New Orleans brass band music.
Thank you, Dr. Heather. Yes, this is Tom Roach speaking to you from the banks of the mighty Mississippi River in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States.
The big bass drum and the big boogie all on a Mardi Gras day.
It is a week of huge parades and house parties here as Mardi Gras week has finally arrived.
All on a Mardi Gras day.
And it is a good time to take stock of the street music of New Orleans right now in 2020. The city now boasts over 30 brass bands, and that number keeps growing. The influence of Old Africa on the musical heritage of New Orleans cannot be overstated. The first slave ships to arrive in the 1700s came from what is now Senegal and Benin. In the 1800s, close to half the region's population was of African or Caribbean descent. Slaves were prohibited from gathering or playing their drums throughout the American South, except in New Orleans, soon to be known as the birthplace of jazz. But black and white musicians were not legally allowed to play together until the mid-1960s. Let me tell you, my African brothers and sisters, brass band music has come a long way since then.
What?
This track from 2001 is by the Little Rascals Brass Band, founded by trombonist Corey Henry. It spotlights the wall-shaking vocals of Glenn David Andrews and features African-style call and response and wall of sound horns. Dirty Dozen Brass Band are legendary here. Founded in 1977 and still going strong, their sound was layers of horns, played with amazing speed and complexity. Blackbird Special by the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Now, The Tremé Brass Band, founded in the neighborhood where jazz began, has a more laid-back approach. Their bass drummer, Uncle Lionel Batiste, was at the time of this recording 77 years old. So the whole thing has a gentle swing. That's right. That's Grazing in the Grass. Originally, of course, by Hugh Masekela. Speaking of cover versions, New Orleans brass bands delight in innovative makeovers of beloved songs. See if you recognize this soul classic from the Hot 8 Brass Band. If you guessed Marvin Gaye, you're right. And a shout out to all the women listening. Just as innovative and tougher than the rest is the Pinettes Brass Band, the city's first all-female collective. And they love their city. Yes, the Pinettes Brass Band, Ain't No City, and I agree. Brass band sounds pulsate throughout all of New Orleans music, even church on Sunday. This track is by the Cool Bone Brass Band with the Gospel Dedicators.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I made my word, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I laid my word down, oh, my friend.
Whoa, I've got to stop and pray for a minute. Contrary to conventional wisdom, New Orleans music is not stuck in time in some dusty museum. It is still a vibrant street culture as hip-hop and bounce move the style forward. That's the artist known as Fifth Ward Wiebe. Sadly, he died just last month. He was in collaboration with the New Breed Brass Band, asking the musical question, "What you working it for?" So thank you, Music Time in Africa, for letting me get you up to the second with New Orleans brass band music.
Leave your worries.
The Soul Rebels with Big Frida say, let's have a good time. That's the Soul Rebels from their brand new release, Poetry in Motion. You've got to check that one out. For more about New Orleans music and culture, happening right now, visit my radio station, WWOZ-FM, by way of WWOZ.org. This is Tom Roach saying Happy Mardi Gras. Back to you, Heather, and so long from New Orleans. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, thanks, Tom. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now, we're not leaving New Orleans brass band music quite yet. You heard all about it from Tom Roach, from inside New Orleans, but he mentioned the influences from Africa and from Belize and Haiti. Well, guess what? Now I'm going to give you four pieces of music from all of those places just to get you in the real global sort of spirit of Mardi Gras and to really hear the influences. First, we're going to go to Benin. This is a recording from 2004 by the Gangbe Brass Band, Yemonoho. Hey, everybody, that was Gangbe Brass Band with brass band music from Benin. And now let's go to Senegal. This is a 1994 recording by the late Dudu Njai Rose. It gives you the understanding of a real traditional drum orchestra. Now, from traditional drum orchestras from Senegal, we move across the ocean to Belize. The Garifuna people from Belize are of African descent, and their music and cultural traditions still remain quite true to African tradition. Here's the Garifuna collective with a song called Ideruni. All right, that was the Garifuna Collective. Hey, everybody, we We've got one more diasporan tune I'm going to play for you related to Mardi Gras music. And this one is from the Haitian group Lacou Musique. Now, this group, actually their second album, which was released in 2019, dedicated the entire CD to the relationship between their music in Haiti and their culture and New Orleans music. So the actual title of the album is called Haitia Nola. This song is called Lundanda. Now, I started out this third and final part of today's show, which has taken us to the African diaspora as it relates to Mardi Gras, with the song Aiko Creole, which is also by Lacou Musique. This song on the same album, though, takes it more traditional. Yes, that was Lumanja by Lacou Musique from Haiti. I'm Heather Maxwell. That concludes our final segment of the world of New Orleans brass band music.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate.
We just got a little time for one more song. We're going to bring it back around to today, right in the east of Africa, Tanzania. Here's Harmonize, featuring Diamond Platnumz, with Kwa Gwaru.
I wish inga kwa gana mavumba, ukwanja manoti, ni kuonge vya thamani. Ama, niwe fundo kuigiza kakanumba, masanja joti. Usiwe mbali nami. My darling, I need you now. Uwe na mi. Haki ya Mungu na kupenda. Nobody can show you love. Usiwamini. Ukisha wapa wana kwenda. Obasi jilegezi. Nikubebe mbongoni. Ielewe. Deka nikudekezi. Nikutunze kama moni. Wakija wapotezi, nifanye kama uwaoni. Ielewe, kisha uniongezi, ulivofunzwa unyagoni. Ielewe.
All right, that was Kwa Ngwaru out of Tanzania by Harmonize featuring Diamond Platnumz. And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Kwame Ofori, for joining me on Song of the Week. That was by Maro. And also, thank you to the guys and the gals in Ghana. I'm talking about Stoneboy, I'm talking about Samini and Lamisi and Prince Benjamin. And also a huge thank you to Tom Roach for that amazing report on New Orleans brass band music. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturday and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.